Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, peace be with you. The Chronicles of Ramadan during this year are going to tackle a notion which is very important, central to the very meaning of faith and the spiritual journey that we have to endeavor during our life. It's the notion of repair. It's the fact that we, as human beings, we have to repair ourselves as much as we have to repair the world around us, in our family, in our neighborhood, and in the world as a whole. We have it as an essential notion in Islam related to the notion of pilgrimage. Pilgrimage means that you go from one place to another, trying to purify yourself, but this place is yourself, and the other place is the center, is your heart, is to be close to God. And this pilgrimage is all about tazkiyat an-nafs, purification, trying to repair what has been broken in yourself, what is broken in your life, what is broken within your family and with your fellow human beings. And this is what we have to translate in our life as human beings. And we have it in the Quran when it is said, لَقَدَ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِينَ. We have created human beings in the best design, the best shape. Meaning that at the very beginning, we were in a very purified state, in innocence. And then with time, what is happening is really a regression, is that we are broken sometimes with the very tests of life, and this is what we have. ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. And then we reduced him to the lowest of the low, meaning that we are almost losing all our qualities as human beings. And this is the very meaning of life. Every one of us is experiencing that sometimes we are dealing with our own weaknesses, with our own mistakes, with separation, with death, with everything which is in life, the very meaning of tests. And then we have to understand that the very meaning of life, like a pilgrimage, is to purify us, is to go through this process of purification, is to reform ourselves. And reparation is the central notion of life. As human beings, we have to experience this. We have to translate this into our rituals. And as we are fasting, to fast is to repair. To fast is to reconcile, is to try to come to the very purified state where we are close to our heart, close to God, and trying in the light of this closeness to God to understand in which way we have to deal with our own weaknesses, we have to deal with our own fragility, we have to deal with our own tests, every one of us. It's a personal responsibility. No one is holding it. No one is or has this burden to bear in his life and her life except yourself. So it's a personal responsibility. It's the test, is the very meaning of life, to live one's life as a pilgrimage, and through this purification to understand that we are repairing, that we are fixing, that we are mending, that we are reforming our life, and for ourselves, and for the people around us, and for the world. Don't forget to tell the people you love that you love them. Life is fragile.